Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
I've been binge-watching Deadwood, so there's certain words that might come to the fore. Don't be offended. It is, that word. I want to tell you, the spring of 2019 has been one giant one. Giant San Francisco. Anyway, the spring of 2019 has been absolutely atrocious. Your, shall we say, grade for the weather. Remember in grammar school or high school when you wrote an essay and the teacher would assign anywhere from 0 points to 100 points depending on how well you wrote and whether you covered the subject and all? So I want you to grade the spring of 2019. And it takes, you know what? I'm even giving the weather the benefit of the doubt. And I'm telling you that the best I can do for the spring of 2019 is a zero. This is not spring. This feels more like April most of the time than it does June. It certainly does not feel like June. Now, Matt Young works with us here at WBEN, and he's kind of a mini weather wonk. Maybe he'll call in to tell us what he sees in the long term. I don't know. But let's go to some more calls on WBEN. And, you know, you can tell me I should move all you want. That's fine. But all I want is what is a normal springtime in Western New York. And this ain't normal. This sucks. Here is Dave in Buffalo. Dave, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. I'm with you, brother. This is absolutely horrible. I retired early. I spend my summers in the Southern Tier and in Northwest Pennsylvania camping. I sleep in my van. I've been chased out of camping every time I've went, and I spend a lot of time down there. The last 2 years, the rain has gotten to the point where if you're in the van, you're stuck in it. You know what I'm saying? I can sleep in it fine and dandy, but during the day, it is just absolutely horrible.
Does it become a quagmire that seals your tires to wherever you happen to be parked?
Oh, my goodness. It's terrible. I wear farm boots when I get out of the van in the morning just to try. Even when it's dew, the dew is so darn heavy you can't even walk around with your regular hiking boots on, you know. And I'm just fed up with it. It's almost to the point of depression, to be perfectly honest with you.
I'm with you. I mean, how can you be anything but depressed when almost every weekend has been like the weekend we just experienced, which was one of the worst weekends of weather ever in June? It was terrible.
I know. It was absolutely horrible. The week before, I was so lucky to get out with a friend of mine to go to the art festival, but everything has been horrible weather-wise. And Pennsylvania, where I go, gets the same weather we get. This, they're getting it a little bit more rain than us, but it's just pathetic. And you start getting depressed about it because, like you said, we only have such a short time to spend outside. And I have limited resources. I don't go to Cancun and that, and I don't begrudge anybody that stuff, but I enjoy my camping and getting out in the woods. And I just can't do it. Everything is so saturated. I'm down there for 4 or 5 days a week or something like that. I come back when I want. But the van has gotten so darn damp in that length of time, I can't dry the van out. And I haven't been leaving the doors open. It's just the dampness in the air. I can't dry anything out. It's really...
You might take a trip to a hardware store and buy some desiccant and leave it in your van to dry things out. I found that to be very helpful.
Didn't you really?
Yep.
Tried that.
Well, no, they sell desiccant in tubs, and they also sell it in like little packages. And if you put the little packages of desiccant throughout your van, you should actually speed up the drying out. And plus, if you ever decide to go into the mummy-making business, you've got a leg up on everybody else.
Well, if I die in my van, I won't have to worry about anything then, right?
Well, don't start talking about depression and dying, too. I mean, but this is absolutely, positively absolutely wretched weather. This weekend, I mean, come on, what can you say about this weekend? What did we possibly do to deserve this giant middle finger from Mother Nature?
I don't know, Tom, but hopefully it'll get a little bit better. But I totally agree with you, brother.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're not one of these people saying, well, if you don't like it, move. Or my other favorite is, well, at least we don't get tornadoes and hurricanes. No, we get blizzards. See, well, we should get a payoff from Mother Nature for enduring the blizzard of 2019.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I move, it's going to be down to Tennessee. They get a month on either end of the year where I could go camping down there. So.
Well, yeah. See, I mean, you're a typical guy that I want to hear from, a typical person I want to hear from this part of the show, because your recreation, your fun, your enjoyment of life is based upon being outside as much as you possibly can be. And it's not just the rain when it's raining. It's the aftermath. I mean, when our backyards start looking like the Alabama swamps, there's a problem.
Well, I can't even go fishing. The streams down there where I go fishing, they look like chocolate milk. I can't even go fishing. So
try my backyard. I'm pretty sure there's some rainbow trout there.
All right.
Well, all right. Thanks very much for the call. Much appreciated.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm gonna take that as a zero vote. Anytime somebody talks about depression and the weather, I'm taking that as a zero. Okay, so we've got two votes that this spring of 2019 has been an absolute zero weather-wise, mine and the callers. Let's go to some more callers. Here is Rich in Cheektowaga. Next up, Rich, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm telling you, Tom, I'm about ready to, if I wasn't so damn old, I'd be out of here. But I got to tell you, I drive for Uber and Lyft. I like to do it on the weekends. It's a little bit more, you know, I just like the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Were you going to say it's a little more active?
Yeah, active.
Okay.
So I like to do the weekend thing. And this winter, it snowed practically every single weekend. I couldn't go out. And if you do go out, now that it's raining, you can't see the potholes.
Oh, I noticed that. I nailed one this weekend.
So I went out. I kept doing it. They cost me $700, almost $800. Because I hit every pothole imaginable. And if you go out, and you're Uber and you want to be careful, you can't see the lines either.
That's always an occupational hazard. We have the worst drawn lines of our roads of anywhere I've ever been.
They disappear. You can't see the yellow. You can't see the white. You can't see nothing, so you don't go out and you're Uber. This weekend, another washout, Tom. Couldn't go out again.
So you chose not to go out and drive.
Absolutely. I'm not going to put another $1,000 in my car.
Well, sure. I mean, I cannot help but thinking that this is having an economic impact on places. Like, I think about a place like the Shores. You want to tell me that the Shores on Detroit Street in North Tonawanda, you want to tell me that they're doing the kind of business on a weekend that they're used to doing in June? This has got to be killing them.
Oh, yeah. This is totally ridiculous. And you don't want to do it really like during the weekend. On weekends, it's really very good. But if you're going to do hops like from Amherst to get on the thruway, you can't see them lines either. And they've got potholes on the thruway, which is amazing. But, yeah, that screwed me right up, and I'm hoping the summer's going to be a heck of a lot better.
Well, what are the chances of that? Because I have found that you got a 50-50 shot, which is like saying nothing, but you got a 50-50 shot. Either we're going to get a decent summer out of this, or it's going to be, and I've got the feeling that the summer is going to be a lot like the spring. I just have that horrible, horrible feeling.
I remember, Tom, we had a summer that was completely, it was either cold or rainy.
1992, if it's the same summer of which I am thinking, it was 1992.
Yep, you're probably, I'm telling you, it was just a bad, bad, bad summer.
And that summer as well, as I recall, the summer of 1992 followed a single-digit winter weather situation. And we had a lot of, like, bitterly cold days in January. In fact, as I recall, New Year's Eve 91-92 was a situation, and I can't even believe I remember this, but they say that when you are going senile, it you can remember, like, little things from the past, but you can't remember what you had for dinner last night, and I really don't. But it seems to me that we had New Year's Eve 91 into 92. They were telling people, make sure you bundle up and keep nice and warm when that ball drops. And the summer afterwards, did we get a thank you from Mother Nature? No, we got a blank you from Mother Nature.
You know, another thing comes to mind, so much for global warming anyway, but I was watching the U.S. Open over the weekend, and I remember a summer that we had back in the 90s where it was so hot in June that we didn't have air conditioning in the duplex that we were living in. We had to go stay in a basement because that whole month was like 85, 90 degrees for the whole month of June.
Yeah, I mean, this is totally an aberration and an abortion of a spring.
This is bad, Tom.
So what would you give it? If we were grading this like an essay, what would you give the grade as for Mother Nature as the spring of 2019? I'm going with zero. My previous caller, I'm taking him at a zero, too.
You got a zero for me, Tom. Zero. Double knot, man. Zero.
Notice how I'm asking this question the day after one of the worst weekends of weather that you can think of for spring?
Oh, that's okay. That's good.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, this is bad. This is from hunger, ladies and gentlemen. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. If you've got a business or a hobby that has taken a pounding because of this weather, I would love to know it. And I'm not saying, look, I'm just saying I like the Shores. Don't get me wrong. I love the Shores, but a big part of the Shores' appeal and charm is the fact that it's on the water. You can get close to the river without owning a boat, and they've got live music a lot, and they have clams. I mean, you mentioned clams, and I'll be there. Let's go to Alex in Tonawanda on WBEN. Alex, you're on. Hello.
There's a five-year plan by the National Weather Service to fill the Ogallala Aquifer. True, weathermodification.com. They say it's a five-year program. They have to refill the Ogallala Aquifer because all
I'm lost.
Pumps have emptied it out, and now they're trying to refill it over 5 years. That's why we're getting all this weather in the High Plains region in the Midwest.
Dude, I'm lost.
Rain.
I'm totally lost.
About what?
About what you're saying.
The Ogallala Aquifer underneath those.
I don't know what that is.
It's an ocean underneath eight states, and it gets refilled over millions of years. The irrigation pumps have been sucking it dry over 50 to 100 years. It's called the Ogallala Aqua.
So are you telling me that this is part of some giant conspiracy, some giant government program to screw us?
It's the weathermodification.com. Look it up. They're filling the aquifer because the water levels are so far down, they have to keep spending money to extend their drills, and it's almost empty, and they're refilling it for 5 years.
Okay, thank you. I literally. So without asking you to postulate as to why we're experiencing this, you have the opportunity to grade the spring of 2019, which in my book is a giant zero. This has been one of the worst springs I have endured. It's the middle of June. Folks, it is already the middle of June. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be celebrating Independence Day. Is it too much to ask that by now we should have had at least 20 days? Maybe even 25 days of clear skies and temperatures close to 80 degrees with a little low humidity? That is partially the joy of early spring and spring in Western New York. We get those beautiful days, or at least we used to. This spring, you could put the number of great days we've had, you could count them on both hands, easy. You could count them on one hand, I think, maybe five or six really, really nice days, and fewer yet if you're just counting the weekend days. The weekend before this past weekend was all time. And I think we had one other weekend that was like that, but it's been tough because typically when we do have nice days, what happens? They come after a crappy weekend. Like, you know it's Monday because the sun is shining and it's 70 degrees. Woohoo! All right, back to the calls. Here's Bill in Buffalo. Bill, does this weather suck or what?
I'll tell you, he's really taking a hit, man. It's all them guys. I do a lot of fishing, and I like going out with my girlfriend on a charter boats out on Lake Erie. We go two or three times a year just to get out and do some fishing. And we both work full-time, and I'll tell you what, man, it's either too windy or it's raining out, and you can't go out. And it's just, man, I'm jonesing to get out there, but, you know, what are you going to do?
You know what? You're right about the wind, because it isn't just the rain. It has been the wind as well.
Yeah, it feels like mid-October, you know?
Did you have a chance to get out at all over the weekend? Because, I mean, the only time I went outside was in the car and walking to places I frequent.
Yeah, well, it's terrible, man. I'm hating it.
So the fishermen, yeah, if you're a fisherman and you're getting pounded, see, I mean, you live to fish. If you're a fisherman, you're really, really into it, and it's got to be very, very difficult this year to even make plans to go out with your buddies because you never know what the weather's going to bring.
Well, I mean, even them guys that run the boats, you know, these are, you know, they're not high-end trips, but they're a couple $100, and every time they miss out on taking someone out, man, it's a couple $100 hit, you know?
Correctamundo. The waterfront joints, as well as the charter guys like Jim Hanley, they've got to be taking a hit, and it stinks. I mean, this is I have to believe that the weather is having an economic impact, not for the better, in Western New York.
Well, hopefully it'll get better because, like you said, man, these summers are so short. You got to enjoy it while you can.
We have a 4-month window at the top where you can actually count on usually weather that you want to be outside in. And this year is just so far, it's been an absolute dog. Are you going to give it a zero as well? All right, he left us. He's obviously disconsolate and headed for drink.
Sunshine.
Oh, really?
On my shoulder.
Good God.
Makes me happy.
Go fly a plane, John. Too soon?
Sunshine.
It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. David is off. He will be receiving the Medal of Honor 1 week from today at a ceremony at the White House in Washington, D.C. And we have a guy from the radio station. A guy from the radio station has stopped by to explain exactly why the weather is the way it is. And this guy has been doing a lot of studying on it. He's not a meteorologist. He does not come with the American Meteorological Association seal of approval, but he's read an awful lot about the weather.
One of the things that I've read online, and again, thanks for qualifying this by saying I'm not an expert, because I certainly am not an expert.
No, but, you're not.
From what I've read online, there was in late April, there was a poleward surge of warmer air that worked its way up towards the North Pole and into the Arctic regions, and it displaced the cooler air that normally sits up there. Unfortunately, it displaced it down into the lower latitudes where we all live.
Neil, I don't know.
Yes, exactly. Oh, well, maybe if he would be willing to call in, I don't know.
Tom Joles.
Yes. Oh, there is Tom Joles. Tom, you do a great Tom Joles.
No, thank you.
But anyway, all this cooler air just kind of got displaced down into our part of the world. And when cool air and warm air clashes, you get nasty weather. And that's kind of what's been happening. We're sort of stuck in this relentless pattern. It's been about 6 to 8 weeks of this. I think it's going to dissipate. From everything I've read online, I check the Climate Prediction Center website. I follow some people on Twitter. I read some various weather blogs, and they think that things are going to start shifting out, hopefully, as we go through next week and into early July.
Now, guy from the radio station, you play music as well. Have
yes.
any of your bands had to cancel any of their gigs because of the bad weather?
Luckily, no. There was one time, probably about 10 years ago, where we just had to cut and run like you wouldn't believe because a storm rolled in. And,
but, I mean, this year you
haven't
had to cancel
it. This year, no. We've been safe this year. But I do have a show coming up this Friday, and I'm watching the weather very closely.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, you have to give us all the details off air. Well,
yes,
you can do it on air if you want to.
Well, if you happen to be out at, I can say this because they do advertise with us, Batavia Downs Casino, the one band I'm in, will be opening for Survivor.
Yeah, and what band is that, Matt?
That would be the All-Star Project.
Okay.
I believe your brother is a member of that band.
As well as Donnie Tomasulo,
yes.
PJ, Mike,
mm-hmm.
and...
Yes, and I believe you have come out and performed with this band at various points in
your
career. Well,
I don't think that's going to be happening this weekend, Matt.
No, probably not.
I mean, sir.
Yes. But anyway, to kind of give you an idea of what we're dealing with, and I know it's difficult when we see these weather forecasts changing constantly on a day-to-day basis, and it would be easy to sit back, and I've done it at times and say, you know, these guys just don't know what's going on. They don't know how to forecast. It's not that. We're dealing with this frontal boundary that keeps sort of oscillating north and south and north and south and north and south, to the north cooler temperatures, to the south warmer temperatures. Where the two things meet is the clash zone, where you get weather, rain, and what have you. And there's no way to really predict day to day what this boundary is going to do. So you could look at the weather at 6 a.m. and think, okay, we're going to be clear for the rest of the day. But if it, for whatever reason, decides to push a little bit further north or a little bit further south, depending on where you are, you're going to get rained on.
Well, thanks for the encouraging
yes.
words.
No, I'm just trying to defend the weather people out there, because this is a very difficult pattern for them to have to forecast.
Oh, well, the weather guys have been
yeah.
fine. I
yeah.
mean, the weather people have yeah. been accurate. But, mm-hmm. they, I mean, basically, if you're predicting feces, you're going to predict
yes.
feces.
And trust me, I'm with you. I think this sucks. But to put it in perspective, look at what's going on in the agricultural belt. I mean, it's been brutal. And in the Midwest, I mean, the planting season has been significantly delayed. There are some farms out there that might not even be able to plant this year or plant the certain types of crops that they need to. And we're going to probably see the results of that in a few months.
Well, we probably will. And already, I think some local businesses are feeling it. Thank you, Guy, from the radio station for stopping by.
Yes, and thank you, talk show host from the radio station for having me. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Both of our personalities, thank you.
Yes.
All right, it is 4:40 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. So exactly what letter grade would you give the spring of, or actually, what numerical grade would you give the spring of 2019? I honestly have to give it a zero. Thank God I'm not alone. If you have a local business, if you run one of the charter boats, if you are in the fishing community, if you're in the bar/restaurant industry, this has got to be taking a toll on you, especially if you cater to the outside crowd in the summertime. And I'm not singling them out, but it's only a measure of my respect for the place. But I've got to believe that the Shores is taking a massive hit because of the weather. I mean, you go there usually on a weekend and you have to wait in line for a table outside, because outside weather, you think sunshine and 70 degrees minimum, 80 degrees would be nice. Here is Dominic in Williamsville. Dominic, you are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Thanks for your patience. At long last, you're on.
No, I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying everybody else. What I'm wondering is, I'm out here in Williamsville, and people are watering their lawns. Why?
Where are they watering? Are you talking residences or businesses?
Residents.
That's insane. I've got no explanation for you. Nobody should be watering their lawns right now. Unless they went away on a trip and they haven't stepped in the quagmire that is the backyard yet.
Well, and but one of the ways that I've gotten through this depressing spring is I had a couple of rainy days where I couldn't work, couldn't even get out, and I was listening to you guys, and it was during that time when the lady in the house with the cats, remember the cats, all the cats in the house?
Okay, yep.
And you had a bumper tune come on. After the news, and it was Nashville Cats, and I was almost unconscious. I was laughing so hard.
Oh, yeah?
Nashville Cats.
It's a good song. Love and Spoonful.
The timing was perfect. I mean, it was just perfect.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. We went through hill and dale to find it, and we went to the internet to find it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. The only way to communicate with me is 803-0930. I do not read texts on the air, 803-0930, nor do I read texts when I'm on the air. Here is Rich on a cell phone. Rich, you are on. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, this is a beautiful, beautiful spring. I have to give it a one. For the novelty of watching this drought end in spectacular fashion, and all the global warming people that are ardently saying that things are drying up because of it, watching them now squirm and say, well, it's because of global warming that we're getting it now. It's like, this is just a drought. You know, the trouble is sometimes decisions are made that cause more harm than the boogeyman that's been made up. But anyhow, I give it a one, man. I don't mind it. Fishing, yeah, that's taking a beating.
Well, wait, if you don't mind it and you're giving it a one, that leaves me confused.
Well, you know, I can deal with it. I'm an outdoorsman. I've been fishing out there in the rain. The wind, yeah, the wind blows. That's no good. You can't get out on the wind when it's windy. Changes everything about fishing. And unless it's a manageable low wind, light wind, we've been having some pretty big blows. But, you know, the rain, you just put a wetsuit, a rain suit on, rather, and, you know, get out there and brave it.
So, all right, so you're not giving it a zero. On a scale of 0 to 100, you're giving it a one.
Oh, it was a scale of 0 to 100.
So should we prorate that and give it a 10?
Below 10. I wouldn't give it quite 10, maybe a 9.5.
9.5, we got to go all decimal, okay.
Yeah, we're going to go all decimal on it. It's hurting the charter captains, not the rain so much, not the cold so much. Fishermen, you know, there's that old wives' tale that fishing's really good in the rain. You know, people put on a rain suit, they'll go out there. They'll deal with it if it's a little chillier, you know, it kind of sucks, but you're out there. You get a big blowout on that lake, no, you're not going. It doesn't matter what you're riding. And that's been really a big problem.
Well, Lake Erie's got those short waves, right?
What's that?
Lake Erie has those short waves, like short cycle waves. Like you really bounce around.
On the wind direction. I mean, you get big rollers too, but it kicks up really fast. And once it gets going, the energy, because of the shallow nature of that lake, is just, it's sick. I mean, it's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous.
I mean, it's certainly, Lake Erie has certainly taken many larger vessels to the bottom over the years.
most shipwrecks of any of the Great Lakes, I do believe. So, yeah, it's nothing to mess around with. And, you know, the professionals that run the lake, they know that. They're not going to put anybody in harm's way. A little rain ain't going to hurt nothing. If you got some electricity, they won't take you. But, yeah, when it's blowing, you know, nobody's doing anything. But if you think that's bad, just imagine if you own an ice cream parlor this year.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about all of the jobs that can be negatively affected by the kind of crappy weather we've had. Fishing.
Yeah, I've got a friend of mine does own an ice cream shop, and he's just shaking his head. He's like, try selling ice cream in this weather. You know, he can't do it, especially this past weekend. That's his traffic is on the weekends.
Sure.
And, you know, when it's 45 and windy, I mean, how many times have you heard the Mr. Softy truck riding around this year? I actually heard him this year in April, but I haven't heard him.
We've got the good humor one.
Yeah, not that I'm complaining, mind you, because that sticks in your head and it drives you nuts, but... You know, it's just got to be hurting everybody. It's the nature of the beast with the seasonals. I can't imagine how the farmers are and their planting and how far behind they are.
You know what? I would love to hear. I mean, there are certain people from whom I would love to hear during today's show. I'd love to hear from local musicians who have had to cancel gigs because of the weather. I'd love to hear from people who do roofing for a living, landscaping for a living, mowing lawns for a living, people who run ice cream parlors, people who have bars and restaurants in Western New York by the water, and people who rent out those bicycles, the water bikes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, there have been so many weekends. We have desperately been trying to get to downtown Buffalo to do the water bike thing, and it's almost like we don't even want to make plans.
Yeah, it's tough. And then again, you know, sometimes you just have to throw the weather forecast in the garbage and just make a plan anyhow. And, you know, if you get blown off or if you get, you know, stuck in, well, so be it. You know, the last thing you want to do is buy the forecast in this area and it's wrong and you're stuck in and it's a gorgeous day and you're kicking yourself. You know, around here, gorgeous days, you know, may pop up regardless of what the weatherman says. So just prepared to go. But if it's windy, yeah, that changes the equation entirely.
Well, you're right. I mean, when the weather is great, you've got to get outside and enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to. I mean, if you can't endure, you know, the winter, you don't have a lot of winter activities. You really don't have a lot of fall activities beyond maybe leaf peeping and such. You know, you know, spring, you might be difficult to get out. You know, most people are focusing late spring through early fall as their time to recreate. And yeah, get out there and do it, especially if you're a boater. You know, when you got windy seasons, that's the worst. It cuts your season like by 75%, it seems.
Hey, before you leave, I've got something I need you to hear.
Oh, okay, sure.
It's the Mr. Softy song. Can you hear it? Well, we can't hear the caller now. Got to pot it down. Totally kill it. Kill it.
Last weekend, summer of 2019, fondly with that, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. On a scale of 0 to 100, what is your grade for the spring of 2019? I think it has been absolutely atrocious. I cannot find it in my heart to give it even a single merit. I have to just say a straight zero across the board. And again, if it's not rainy, it's chilly. If it's not chilly and rainy, it's windy. I mean, we are getting something. I mean, I'm expecting plagues of locusts and the river to turn red before too long.
Hey, Tom. Peter from Water Bikes of Buffalo. How you doing?
Hey, Peter. How are you? We just mentioned you. Speak of the devil in any walks.
Yeah, because of the weather, I'm forced to do yard work around my house instead of being down at the waterfront.
So what kind of a crimp has this put in your business? Because, I mean, if I'm any indication, it's got to be really tough for you right now.
It's tough. I mean, we're looking comparable to what it was like three seasons ago when we had a real wet summer. And as you know, it's weather dependent. So yesterday, Father's Day is normally a huge weekend down at Canalside. I went down for the first time about 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And Tom, I got to tell you, I was standing on the boardwalk. And besides me and two gentlemen playing ping pong, there was not one person down on that boardwalk.
Playing ping pong in the rain?
They were playing ping pong in the rain, yeah.
Good grief. Well, I mean, people who want to yell at me because I'm yelling about the weather, explain how much money, you know, the kind of investment you have tied up in leasing costs and equipment costs has got to be astronomical. And you have maybe 4 months of the year where you have to make your money back and then some. This has got to be horrible.
Yeah, and from a true weather-dependent business, and then people forget, too, from a payroll standpoint, we have 28 employees, you know, college kids that come home, and this is how they get some extra bucks for going back to school. I can't even put them on the schedule because of what's going on with the weather. And then from an investment standpoint, You know, we got 20 bikes that every day they're not being rented. That's, as you said, only 3 months to make our revenue. So we're already behind the eight ball.
Good Lord. So you've got to pretty much be filled up between now and Labor Day in order just to break even, I would imagine.
Yeah, our goal right now is to hopefully, if the weather turns, you know, get back to things and let people know that we're open. We're doing some more marketing and advertising coming up that we haven't had to do before, just because we want to remind people, hey, don't forget. And things like the tall ships down the canal side, that should be huge when they come in for that July 4th weekend, which is normally a good weekend anyways.
Typically.
I think having those events down there, or they had touched the truck event before, those type of things will keep people coming back to canal side as well.
Peter, you know what we need to do? We need to make sure that the giant rubber duck comes to Buffalo, or the Donald Trump balloon comes to Buffalo.
I love it. That rubber duck, I don't know if people realize, that was the number one revenue weekend in the history of canal side. That weekend, the duck was down there.
I would believe it, because parking was at a premium, and that place was filled Saturday and Sunday, and the weather was unfreaking believably good.
I know, perfect. So, again, cross our fingers. Let's get some good weather going, some big events down there, and get things back on track.
All right, my friend. Thanks very much for the call.
Thanks for your business, Tom. We appreciate it.
Well, we'll be back. We'll be back as soon as we get a decent day on the weekend.
I know. Tell me about it. Well, when you're ready to come down, give us a phone call.
Will do. Thank you very much, Peter.
Bye-bye, Tom.
Bye-bye. No, we had a great water bikes at Buffalo. Is a lot of fun. I mean, you watch people doing it, but I mean, and I'll tell you something. If you would have said years ago that people would be pedaling water bikes in that part of our waterfront downtown, I would have thought you were on crack or meth. But it's really a lot of fun, and the view is terrific. And the waterfront, I mean, on a nice day, the waterfront is out of this world. But, man, I don't envy Peter at all or anybody whose business is weather dependent. I believe the spring of 2019 has been absolutely atrocious from a weather standpoint. Hopefully we'll turn the corner, but I hope we don't turn the corner into summer and then run into a brick wall of rain and chilly temperatures and wind. That is not good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.